So in our final module, I want to talk to you. About practical tips for managing screen time. How do we get our children to build healthy habits that will sustain them throughout life? Remember, our aim is to get our children to form healthy relationships with technology. We want to empower them to manage technology and not the other way around, where technology manages them. We want to foster lifelong habits that they can use so that they're successfully able to manage devices. But in the early years, this often requires really explicit strategies to help them to develop these habits. Simply expecting our children to be able to switch off devices or to know their thresholds and their limits is simply unrealistic. So we need to implement some practical strategies. But before we dive into these, I want to just remind you of some healthy technology habits. With young children, particularly under the age of 8 years, we need to use technology with them where possible. As a mum, I know it's not always possible to lie down and use the iPad with your child, but when you can, try to do it. When we show our kids that we're actively interested in what they're doing online, it enhances not only their language skills, but also often results in better learning outcomes. We've got the research to substantiate this. Co-viewing also develops that physical closeness and strengthens the bond between parents and children. So when we can, switch on the device and use it with our child. It also means that we're likely to build these healthy relationships, so getting them to turn off will not be as difficult as it would be if we had very little to do with the technology. Next, and I talk about this in terms of establishing boundaries, we have to establish, that's the easy part, and then the tricky part is actually enforcing those limits. Figure out healthy screen limits. Remember, we don't necessarily need to adhere to the government recommendations when it comes to screen time, but we definitely need to impose limits for our children. Remember, their brain is undergoing physiological changes when they're using technology, so it makes it really difficult for them to be able to switch off. Remember that children all have different tipping points, so figure out an amount of time that works for your child. And remember, children of all different chronological ages will have different needs. Establish these firm boundaries. Come up with the media management plan. Remember, this is one of the free resources that you can download in this workshop. But you need to, in this workshop, you need to establish what, when, where, with whom, and for how long children can use technology. A media management plan really helps you to enforce these parameters. If we have sort of loose guidelines in our head, it's really ambiguous for our child and it's really difficult for us to enforce. But if we've committed it to paper, we're much more likely to adhere to it, and our children have clear expectations in terms of what they're allowed to access and use as well. Remember, don't use the digital worksheet or try to avoid using it. Using technology that's just a digital replica of a traditional toy or a traditional learning experience isn't revolutionising how they learn and or play. We need to use technology only when it's adding value to our child's play or learning experience. So try to avoid opportunities where we're just using technology for the sake of it. This is a really timely reminder. When our kids say to us that I'm bored, rub your hands together in glee. Boredom is a gift that you can give your child. Always using technology as a digital pacifier not only sets up unhealthy habits for your child, but it really is something that's difficult to break. We want our children to understand that boredom is good, that white space, nothingness is a really important aspect of our well-being. In fact, I think boredom is one of the greatest gifts we can give our children. When my eldest son tells me he's bored, I smile at him and I say, fantastic. He doesn't look so excited, but it's definitely something that we need to engender as a culture. We need to stop leading these hurried, busy digital childhoods and giving them the opportunity to feel boredom, not filling every moment with a gadget, because this will develop these unhealthy habits. So what do we do at a practical level, everyday, you know, day-to-day level? What do we do to manage screen time without it resulting in us screaming and having tantrums and tearing our hair out? You'd probably like one of these.
Okay, guys, time for dinner.
Come help set the table.
Now, it's obviously a little bit tongue-in-cheek, and no, that product doesn't really exist, but we don't need to revert to such drastic measures. I saw a wonderful talk recently where Jocelyn Brewer said one of the three biggest fears, or the top three biggest fears of this modern generation, is low battery or no battery, the spinning wheel of death, or no Wi-Fi. And we really want to make sure that we have some strategies in place where our children can disconnect and untether from technology without getting upset or throwing things down. So remember, those boundaries, being consistent with those often helps. I touched on it before, but having the media management plan, and again, remember, download this copy in the resources of this course, coming up with a specific outline of what, where, when, and with whom, and for how long children can use technology, and then sticking to it. The minute we say yes, or perhaps, or maybe, really opens the floodgates for our children to use their super talents at pester power. Saying no, adhering to that no, is a much better strategy long term with our children. So here are some other practical strategies that I also want to talk about. We can use tokens, we can use timers and clocks. We can also use tokens and printables. And there's also a wonderful resource called Family Zone that I want to talk about as well. So let's look at media tokens. Now, in the image here, you can see it's just simply a glass jar. It's actually an old pasta jar. And some milk bottle lids and water bottle lids that have different time limits written on them. So you can use this. These tokens work really well for children probably aged 5 to 8 years, especially if they've got an understanding of time, probably 5 to 12 years. And you can use it in several different ways. One of the ways is to get your children to retrospectively document how much screen time they've had. So they've watched TV, you've asked them to switch it off, they watched it for an hour, so they put 2 30-minute tokens in. This gives you a good way to monitor their use of screens. Great if you've got multiple children, you just simply have different jars, obviously. But you can also use it in the opposite way by giving children a token. So you might say, over the course of the week, you've got 6 hours of screen time, spend it wisely. And so that after they've had 30 minutes on the iPad, they could go and put their tokens in the jar as well. I've seen parents using this also with younger children, so our 2 to 5 year olds, but instead of having time on it, giving them coloured paddle pop sticks. So again, it represents time, but they don't need to know that. So they may, or maybe it represents the number of episodes that they're allowed to watch. So simply using a glass jar like this, some coloured paddle pop sticks from a $2 shop, and saying to them, you've got 2 red sticks today, how do you want to use them? Well, you've got 2 red sticks and a green stick. Red might be the iPad and green might be a television show. And using those, getting children to use those. Now remember, young children under at least about the age of 5 are unlikely to understand that concept of time. Time is very abstract, so saying to them 10 minutes or half an hour is really quite meaningless. Instead, for young children, give them specific quantities. So you're allowed to watch 2 episodes of Play School today. What I found really well with my son when he was watching TV was to give him these paddle pop sticks, because he had to go and hop up at the end of an episode, pop the paddle pop stick in the jar, and then come and sit down. So it really empowered him to monitor this the time. Another strategy is outsourcing to the clock. Now, it could be the clock on the microwave, or it could be the clock on the oven. It could be a good old-fashioned egg timer, and in fact, I would recommend getting egg timers for young children. Again, seeing a countdown timer means very little to young children. Also using the clock app that comes with most tablet and iPhones and works particularly well. So the good thing with this is that you can actually specify the amount of time that they can have on the device, and then you can automate it so that the device locks after the elapsed period of time. As you can see in this video, I'm on my tablet device, it's an iPad, and I've simply opened the clock app. And from the bottom of the app, there's the option to select the timer. And with the timer option, I can obviously specify how much time I want with the child, for the child to use the device. And this will work, this clock app will work no matter what app your child's using. So they obviously don't need to just stay in the clock app. They can go to YouTube or Mathletics or whatever app they're using, and this will run in the background. So you set the elapsed period of time that you're happy for them to use the device. And now the good thing with this is two particular features that I like in this function is that I not only get the analog, but I also get the digital clock as well. So for young children, I can very clearly see that my time is running out. So if they're unsure if their screen time is up, they can have a little look and they can clearly see how much time is left. So this can also work really well if you have another device. So you could have this app running the whole time, so it's very clear to the child how much time is has elapsed and how much time they've got available. But the really cool feature with this app is that underneath all the options for where the timer ends, at the very, very bottom is the option for stop playing. So if I set that, after my 1 minute has elapsed, the iPad automatically locks itself. So no more pleading for just one more level or 10 more minutes. The iPad automatically locks itself. And so long as your child doesn't know your passcode, they can't get back into the device. So that's just a really simple strategy to get our kids to start to manage tablets and technology without the tears and tantrums. Another strategy that works particularly well, and again, this is probably better for children aged 8 to 12 years, is using media tokens and printables. So much like a weekly timetable, and again, you can download this in the workshop here, you download your weekly planner, and like the media tokens that I showed you earlier, you can do it two ways. You can either specify the amount of time or screen time your child can have every day from Monday through to Sunday, and it's pre-planned for the week. So for example, if your child has dancing lessons or rugby lessons on a Monday afternoon, it may be impossible for them to get their screen time after school. You can plan out the week and know well in advance how much screen time your child's having. The other way to do it, again, is to do it retrospectively. So you might give them an allocation of an amount of screen time that you're happy for them to have over a week or perhaps over a day, and then it's up to them to plan out when and where they're going to use it. This really gives the children, and you don't need to do this for a very long time. This is not the sort of strategy that you'd want to be doing week in, week out for your children. Some children may need that explicit structure and scaffolding, but for some children, if you're trying to change their habits or trying to get them to at least be aware of how much screen time they're having, using the tokens and the printables can work really well for your child. So remember to download those as well. So with older children, particularly those aged 8 to 12 years, I strongly recommend establishing a contract, a technology contract. So it's very similar to the media management plan, but a contract your child actually signs. And they sit there and they can negotiate some of the parts of that contract with you. So I've made it available in this workshop as a Word document because I want you to be able to tweak it and modify it according to your children's needs. Again, this is probably best suited for older children. Getting young children to sign a contract, particularly under 8, is often a pointless exercise because they don't actually understand it. But for our older children, particularly our preteens, having a contract is a really meaningful exercise to do. And again, gives our kids very clear parameters around what they're allowed to watch and when. Now, this is a digital strategy. So if you're looking for an online or a digital tool, you can't go past the Family Zone. The Family Zone is an incredible product that offers a really comprehensive solution to not only cyber safety concerns, which is not the focus of this workshop, but also our time concerns. How do we manage screen time limits without us as adults and busy parents always having to enforce these limits and restrictions? So the Family Zone have come up with a digital solution, a cloud-based solution, and you can set and modify your children's access to online resources. This video will explain it a little better.
The internet and mobile technology give our kids incredible opportunities in education, in social engagement, and in entertainment. But they've also brought dangers into our homes: cyberbullying, pornography, sexting, and worse. And technology is so appealing to our kids, it can be difficult to get them outside, to study, and to sleep. You may have tried to implement parental controls, but probably found them to be too complicated or simply ineffective. With so many devices to protect and clever kids getting around the technology, it's proved to be an impossible challenge. Until now. Welcome to the Family Zone. The Family Zone gives you all the parental controls you need in one easy-to-use place. Simply plug in our Family Zone box and within minutes you'll have a safe home Wi-Fi network and personalized internet filters for your entire family. And download our Family Zone app for advanced parental controls like blocking apps and turning off dangerous or expensive device features on your kids' mobile devices. But the Family Zone is more than technology. It connects you to a marketplace of independent cyber safety experts. So with the Family Zone, you don't need to be a technology guru or to keep up to date with risky websites and apps. This is the job of your cyber safety partner, who is there for you, constantly monitoring and updating your Family Zone settings. The Family Zone simplifies cyber safety. It works on all popular mobile devices. It works across any telecommunications network, and it works at home, outside, at friends' houses, cafes and schools. Working together, we're building a safer community, and we think that's something special.
And I'm delighted to let you know that I'm part of the Family Zone team. I'm a cyber parenting partner, so I constantly am updating settings and recommendations for parents so that they stay abreast. One of the demands of being a modern parent is that the technology is evolving rapidly. So I actually adjust settings as a cyber parenting partner. I adjust the settings if you become part of the Family Zone, so you can rest assured knowing that what your child's accessing online is age appropriate. The really key feature in terms of managing screen time is not only the reassurance, I guess, that your child is not accessing inappropriate, either pornographic or violent or just what you deem inappropriate for your child. You can go in and obviously adjust their settings. You not only have that reassurance of their cyber safety, but you can also help to personalize settings. So you can actually go in and manage your child's daily routines and modify what they can access and when. You can lock down when they have access to Wi-Fi. So for example, you can go in and as part of your settings, you can say, I want my child to not have any Wi-Fi access between the hours of 7 p.m. And 3 p.m. Or I only want them to access these particular websites between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. So you can actually go in and set up very specific access to what your child can access and also when. So you can start to develop these healthy routines over time. I know some families like to have screen-free Sundays, so you can actually restrict all Wi-Fi access to all devices. Perhaps you need to restrict your partner's access on those, or perhaps even it's your own, knowing that you want to have a bit of a digital unplug. But you can go in and manage all of this through the Family Zone site. So you'll notice in your handouts there is a link to where you can read more information and you can find out more about how you purchase one of these. I have looked at lots of different filter softwares and online programs that provide cyber safety, and they all do a great job. Many of them do a great job. The Family Zone take it one step further. They're looking at that holistic view of building healthy habits over time. So teaching children about when they need to be switched on and switched off as well. So we're almost at the end of our workshop. They were just the practical strategies again. So using tokens, using a timer, using tokens or printables, and also looking at the Family Zone product. It's so critical that I remind you, we have to teach our children to unplug. A balanced approach to using technology means switching it off, but also switching it on and switching it off. We have to use technology in really intentional ways, but we need time without gadgets. Childhood is a really sacred and precious time, and we want them to have time where they're not tethered to technology. And as parents, one of the best ways we can do this is to model healthy habits ourselves. Remember, technology, Warren Buckleitner says, technology is a little bit like fertilizer. Use the right amount at the right time, the plant will flourish. Use the wrong type or use too much and you'll burn the plant. So we really need to make sure we give kids time to switch off, just like this video shows us.
Zach? Oh boy!
Every day I sit right there, sit and stare, check my Facebook, email, Instagram, chatting with my friends and making plans. But on days with lots of fun, say goodbye to everyone online and say hello.
And I will stop it there because that jingle will get stuck in your head. But it's such an important reminder that we need to teach our kids to unplug. And when we show them the value and the excitement in the real world, often they don't want to plug into the digital world as much. I hope you found this workshop helpful. We really have to find healthy and helpful ways to use technology with our kids and at the same time minimize any risks to their health and well-being. And forming healthy media habits is such an essential life skill. For more information about raising young kids in a digital world, my book is available. I also have a wealth of free resources on my website. You can go to the drchristygoodwin.com website. There are as a whole frequently asked questions section where you might find other answers to your digital dilemmas. I have a podcast and a blog post that I regularly update. So please make sure you have a look at those resources. If you do have a digital dilemma that hasn't appeared to be addressed, make sure you jump on my website. I have an Ask Dr. K page where you can anonymously submit a question about a digital dilemma you're facing and I can hope to address it. Thank you again for investing your time. I know that busy parents find it hard to find the time for these issues, and often they're the sorts of things we don't really want to be looking at. But teaching our kids how to manage their screen use will be a lifelong skill from which they'll benefit. So thank you again. Until next time, bye for now.